session. My mute on. That's the problem. All right, we're back in session. This is a 4:30 time certain. Carla, could you please read items 352 through 355?
Yes, 352, adopt the Central City 2035 Plan, Volume 2A, Part 3, Environmental and Scenic, amend the Portland Zoning Map and Portland Zoning Codes for environmental overlay zones and scenic resource zones. 353, adopt the Central City 2035 Plan, amend the Comprehensive Plan Map, Transportation System Plan, Willamette Greenway Plan, Willamette River Greenway Inventory, Scenic Resources Protection Plan, Zoning Map and Title 33, 354, Title 33, repeal and replace prior Central City plans and documents. 354, adopt the Central City 2035 Plan action charts, performance targets, and urban design diagrams. And 355, adopt the Central 2035 Plan Green Loop Concept Report.
Very good. Thank you. Sally, do you want to walk us through the last part of our session today, please?
Yes, I'd be happy to. So we have a few final amendments for you to vote on today. These are all items that were subject to the public hearing on either March 22nd or April 4th. We have one item related to access on public school sites in the Central City, some minor technical amendments related to North Pearl Height, bird safe glazing, and transfer of floor area from a historic resource. So once the council's work is complete today, staff will go back and prepare a Central City 2035 revised recommended draft to reflect the amendments that council has made over the last 8 months. The revised recommended draft will also include updated commentary to explain the final code and policy language and clean up any Scrivener's errors that we might find. We will also update the ordinances and findings to reflect the council's amendments, and we'll release these documents in early to mid-May. Then on May 24th at 2:30 p.m., the same day the comprehensive plan takes effect, we will ask you to move and amend the Central City 2035 package to include this revised draft that we will be preparing, and including the substitute ordinances and findings. And then on June 6th, you'll come back to take a final vote on the whole Central City 2035 plan. Following that, you'll hold a public hearing on the first iteration of two new administrative rules, one for low-carbon buildings and one for bird-safe glazing. And these are both needed to implement Central City 2035. And so while you will take the first vote on that, we'll be requesting that the BPS director be granted the authority to update these admin rules over time. After that, we'll conduct final training sessions and so that staff is ready for the effective date of July 9th. So I think that's it on that. So we just have a few other things to do before we can move on to the rest.
All right. So the first, Commissioner Saltzman.
Well, I just want to check in. When's the appropriate time for me to offer an amendment concerning the school sites in the Central City?
I think that's the first item on the list.
It is indeed. Oh, Rachel, why don't you tee that up, please?
Oh, okay.
Sure. Thank you. Rachel Hoy with the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability. And so just to summarize, this is an amendment that exempts public school uses from the superblock regulations. Those regulations are intended to link internal walkways, plazas, to adjacent public sidewalks to improve circulation through a site and to an adjacent neighborhood. So the intent of the exemption from these regulations is to allow Portland Public Schools to design their school with open space and access ways and plazas in a way that addresses their programming needs, including safety and security needs. And our understanding is that PPS and PBOT are working on a memorandum of understanding right now, which will lay out the public access easements through the site.
Very good.
Yeah, and my amendment would simply state what you just stated more or less, Rachel, that it reads as follows. The council directs the Portland Bureau of Transportation to work with Portland Public School District on a memorandum of understanding for the redevelopment of the Lincoln High School property to ensure that specific programming needs for this facility are met and an adequate north-south public access connection is provided through the site that serves the day-to-day pedestrian and bicycle connectivity needs of Goose Hollow, consistent with the directives of the Central City 2035 plan, and I know Commissioner Fritz has an amendment, a friendly amendment to my amendment.
So I second yours.
Okay.
And just to change the wording on that a little bit to the direction would be that the Portland Bureau of Transportation to work with Portland Public Schools School District on a memorandum of understanding for the redevelopment of the Lincoln High property to ensure that specific programming and security needs for the facility are appropriately balanced with a north-south pedestrian access connection through the site that serves the pedestrian and bicycle connectivity needs of Goose Hollow, consistent with the directives of the Central City 2035 plan.
And I accept that as a friendly amendment.
Very good. So we have a motion and a second.
I do have a question, though. I am really concerned about this because I don't know what the mechanism to make sure this happens is. We were hoping, but by delaying for 3 weeks, the memorandum of understanding could have been signed and we would be sure about this. So is there another mechanism of... I mean, what happens if we don't do the exemption at all? Is there another mechanism for Portland Public Schools to come in and say, later, here's our new plan, and we've got an MOU about how the connectivity is going to be maintained?
Mm-hmm. See, we have some people from PBOT here to...
Good afternoon. Kurt Kruger with PBOT Development Services. Commissioner Fritz, I appreciate your valid concerns. We'd hope to have a memo of understanding prepared and signed here today. It's a pretty tall order for two large jurisdictions to accomplish in a short period of time. We're very close. We're working back and forth. There's some wording and some challenges that we are negotiating, but we have commitments from senior level management at PPS to keep working on this. If that were not to be signed, we also have city code, transportation code, that allows us to require connectivity through sites like this. So without the super block regulations, we do have connectivity requirements that would need to be met in Title 17. They're just not as strong as they are with the language that had been proposed earlier.
Do you think you can get the memorandum of understanding signed by May 24th?
I think we can do that.
Then that would address our concerns, right? Because if it's not, then I, for one, would be looking to change our direction on this.
Kurt, can I ask you a question? Sure. What's the existing north-south public access connection through the Lincoln campus?
It's not necessarily memorialized. It's kind of a loose connection through fences that are open and around the track. It's not clear and distinct.
Well, I just, as someone who lives in the neighborhood, I would say that when the gate is closed to the field, I don't know that there is one.
No. Correct.
I don't think there's one that goes south unless you can somehow navigate through KGW, but I don't...
No.
Am I right?
You can't.
Yeah.
And so we, in the friendly amendment, talks about programming and security needs. So I think that's a good addition because we have heard from Lincoln High School that they have some legitimate security concerns about access to the campus and monitoring any right-of-way. Is that correct? Okay.
Very good. Were you going to say something, Sally?
I was just going to say that if this MOU is not signed, we will, by the time we release the substitute ordinance, we'll include this as a directive in the substitute ordinance.
Very good. And so I'm sorry, Commissioner Fritz?
I will be concerned. I don't want to put this out there's no way that the City Council can require the memorandum of understanding to be signed after the Central City Plan is done. We lose our stick. So I would like to split my clear hope and expectation that it be finished so that we don't have to then figure out how to kick the can down the hall again.
Commissioner, if I may, playing through the land use application process that Lincoln High School will need to go through, they'll be going through a design review application. There's approval criteria that need to be met. Transportation will be applying connectivity requirements through Title 17. I don't want to forecast how the decision making may occur, but City Council could ultimately be the decision maker in that land use case.
Okay. Just wants to set some clear expectations. Thank you.
Very good. Okay. So we need to take a vote on Commissioner Saltzman
right.
and Commissioner Fritz's amendment, correct?
So I think one is a friendly amendment, so...
So that's just, I assume, is absorbed into Commissioner Saltzman's amendment.
Right.
Yes. So you can vote on Commissioner Saltzman's. What it would do is it's a directive to an ordinance. You're going to be getting a substitute ordinance on May 24th anyway.
Correct.
So it will be in there.
Right, but we have to actually vote on it today in order to move it in. Is that correct?
Yes, either that or you're simply directing staff to put it in there. I think it's fine to vote.
Okay, why don't we do it just to keep it clean? Could you please call the roll, Carla?
Yes. Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Fritz.
Commissioner Saltzman, thank you for your leadership on this. Aye.
Wheeler.
Thank you both for working on this. Dan, thank you. And Commissioner Fritz, thank you for the I think, improved friendly amendment. Aye.
So we still need a vote on the original.
Correct.
Amendment.
Yep. So please call the roll on the original amendment.
Sorry. Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Fritz.
But for this, I would not be voting aye, but I am aye.
Wheeler.
Great.
Aye. So the amendment is adopted as amended. Thank you. Next, we move on to the minor and technical amendments that were the subject of the public hearings last week. That includes the North Pearl Height Opportunity Area, the bird safe glazing, and the FAR transit transfer from historic resources. It would be my recommendation, unless any of my colleagues object, to vote on these as a package. Does anybody want to pull any of these for a separate discussion? Very good. Carla, please call the roll.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. Package of amendments is adopted. That's it for today on Central City 2035. Is there anything else you want to add?
No, our next meeting will be May 24th.
May 24th it is. We are adjourned.
You. When is the party?
May 24th.
Okay.
The pre-funk's outside right now, Dan.
Yeah.